We spoke about fine margins on Monday night going against the team. Do you feel you went for the team tonight?
No. Listen, I think, and as I said, the last half hour, I thought we took over the game and looked like the team that we're going to go on and win it, and thankfully that's how it turned out.
Yeah, 10 of the starting 11 tonight played three games in our own 7 days. Do you think that showed in the first half?
Possibly. I didn't think it was a brilliant game. I know James Arcantundi hits the bar and has another chance, but I didn't think the first half was a brilliant game at all, but it came to light in the second half and sort of that 15 minutes after half time we took over the game and looked really strong, looked physically strong. And as I said, we looked like the team that would go on and win it, and thankfully we did.
Yeah, I suppose that was the biggest difference, having them bench players to come on, like Diallo, like Duffy, like McElhinney, really gave you a spark and energised the crowd, and their quality showed in the end as well.
Absolutely, I think you summed it up there yourself. We were able to introduce real quality. Shane comes on at half time, does well. Sam Todd comes on and does well and helps us see the game out, because we moved Adam O'Reilly to right back as a kind of trying an attack on one and see could we get him high up the pitch. But then you go 1-0 in front, you get him out. But listen, really proud of the players, what they've put into this week. Two difficult fixtures, Shells and Bulls at home. We've taken 4 points, should have 6, but listen, it's not a bad return, and we'll keep cracking on.
Yeah, unbeaten in 5 games, going on the next week's trio games. I mean, there's 7 days rest now, but it's just no rest for the wicket, because then 3 games coming up and you're playing cup winners and the league winners and then and that tricky spell. So great to have players back. Do we expect any more back for that run of games?
We'll see. They're all tricky games. You can pigeonhole certain games as tricky games. This league has already shown, you even look tonight, like so tight every single game. It's crazy. So every game's tricky, you can't pinpoint certain games, and when you start doing that you get found out. So as I said, we were 8 points behind a month ago, we're now a point behind, and I didn't get too excited when we were 8 points behind. I'm not getting too excited now, and neither is the group, so we just focus on the next game and try and pick up points.
Thanks, Roy.
Thanks.